Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Mark Sherry movie reviews here with me, so we'll get to that here coming up a little bit later on. Oh, I'm glad you liked it. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Watched a movie.
That's a good. Well, there was nothing on last night, so tonight it's going to be different. Abs, you got Nugs, you got CSU, and right now we have Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, who joins us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Mike, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Anybody besides UConn going to win this thing?
But you know what? Who knows?
Can you even name 5 players playing college basketball right now?
Edey.
That's the only guy. Huh?
Yeah, Purdue.
Yeah,
7-4.
You're an Illinois guy, right? You're going to be rooting for the Illini.
I hear they got a nice team, so I do have them going far in the bracket. I think I've, got 3 or 4 brackets. I have them, Elite 8 in a bunch of them.
Yeah, I think that's solid. That's a solid pick. Yeah.
I have no idea. Hey, Mike, tell me what they did with the restructuring of both the McGlinchey contract and the Courtland contract and what that means for the Broncos.
Yeah, they didn't. What I was talking about yesterday wasn't a restructure. It's just that they had guarantees that triggered yesterday. I guess it was actually Sunday, the 5th day of the league year. But what it did was Mike McGlinchey's $17.5 million salary for 2025 is now fully guaranteed. And for Courtland Sutton, $2 million of his salary this year, I think it's $13.5 million, is his salary in 2024. $2 million of that is now guaranteed. So if you're on the roster at a certain date, those guarantees kick in. And so they were on the roster as of yesterday, and they kicked in.
Safe to say the Broncos are not going to be adding a veteran quarterback?
No, I still think they will.
Really?
At some point here. I've got now 24 quarterbacks that have come off the market in the last 8 days, either re-signing with teams, signing with new teams, or trades. And so you're down to the 25th best, so to speak. I'm not sure, they were in on Darnold. I think they might have been in on one or two others. Not sure. Don't have quite the final confirmation. But they fell short, obviously, and still looking. First of all, you got to get at least another quarterback besides who you draft for the Pat lines. You've got all these receivers in off-season camp, and so you got to have 4 quarterbacks to properly throw to all those guys. So they will wind up with a draft. Maybe they draft 2. I don't know. But they got to get 2 more quarterbacks for the offseason.
Hey, are you hearing anything about Zach Wilson? We've talked about Zach Wilson and obviously struggled and it didn't go the way they wanted it to for the Jets, or he wanted it to for the Jets. But here's a guy that was exceptionally talented arm-wise and athleticism-wise. That's in need of a rehabilitation, if you will, after spending some time with the Jets. And you look at the market right now, 6th rounders will get you a quarterback, for crying out loud. They got Justin Fields. So is there any interest in Zach Wilson,
He's been mentioned. I mean, whenever you see a report the Broncos showed interest, that's true, because every single quarterback that's available, George Payton calls the guy and says, hey, what will it take? Sometimes it ends there. Sometimes there's a second phone call. I mean, Zach Wilson, I would still put him on the list of possibilities. I've heard his name. I've heard maybe Trey Lance a little bit. I heard Taysom Hill early, is kind of a gadget type quarterback, and he was with Pete Carmichael and Sean Payton in New Orleans. Pete Carmichael now over with the Broncos coaching staff. So, one of those guys I think is still possible. Zach Wilson, is interesting. He did have all the talent that you're talking about. He did not do well with the aspect of quarterbacking when 21 guys are running around, with their heads cut off, with their, going 100 miles an hour, and 4 or 5 of those guys are coming right at you. That moment didn't do well with Zach Wilson. And so, if he can slow the heartbeat sometimes it takes a while. He didn't have the best offensive line his first couple of years with the New York Jets. He would be one that would make sense for the Broncos, that a younger type who could push Jared Stidham for that number one job.
Visit with Mike Kliss, 9 News. So, Mike, what would be your message to all the Bronco fans and media out there who wish and wonder why Sean Payton didn't take a flyer on Justin Fields?
Yeah, I think Justin Fields has, like a young quarterback, he doesn't pull the trigger quick enough. And, he takes a lot of sacks. He's got remarkable talent. I mean, I thought he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for three quarters against the Broncos at Soldier Field this year. And then he made a couple game losing mistakes. That's what he does. He doesn't protect the ball when he's sacked. He fumbles a lot in the pocket. You know, it's a little bit like the Philip Rivers disease. Philip Rivers, for all his skills, he used to lose the ball too much when he got sacked. I always thought that was an underrated big problem for the Chargers during the Rivers years. And Fields seems like he has that going on with him. And then he threw the pick at the end of the game. He always seems to make a mistake that costs him the game. And so, I think the Broncos might have showed interest there, but not a whole lot of interest, obviously, if he went for a 6th-round pick in the following year's draft. So, I think that's the reason. He's just not a fit, just like Russell Wilson, at times looked good and had good stats with the Broncos this past year. He wasn't Sean Payton's type of quarterback.
Hey, real quick, turning our attention to the draft, I get this sense, and this is just a gut feeling on my behalf, I get this sense that the Broncos are not going to chase a quarterback in this draft. They're not moving up for a quarterback in this draft. And if there's one there that they like, maybe they'll take him. But I get a bigger sense that they're going to continue to try to build this roster through the draft. And I just don't feel like they're chasing a quarterback. Where are you at on this draft?
Well, I think they got to start hurrying here. if they're not chasing a quarterback in the draft, maybe that's true. By not chasing, you mean not trading up?
Not trading up is what I'm talking about.
They don't really have great ammunition without that 2nd-round pick. And the fact that they've given up 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks in the last 2-3 years, they shouldn't give up a future 1 or a future 2. Enough of that. And so, I think they'll wind up with a quarterback in the 1st round, but you're right. Trading up seems like the less likely scenario. Trading back and, getting back to 18 or 20 and taking Bo Nix, that's starting to make more sense.
Okay, Mike, great stuff. Go Illini, and we'll talk to you again later. Thank you.
All right, go get them, guys.
All right, there he is. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline.